cheerfulness. It calls for seriousness. We have to, you know, I take everything so serious. Because you don't even know when you can just, it's a thin line. Even though the song that I listen to, even the so-called gossip song, you know, jokingly, I was telling my son yesterday, he was working on the system and listening to this this new song. I will not go back. And I said, what is actually interesting in this song is the melody, not the lyrics. Some of the lyrics don't carry fire. Just making repeating statements. That's why some of those songs that are not enduring, they don't last. And I gave an example, someone singing, I will make Jesus proud, I will make you proud. We are many, oh, Abby. And then you are not singing that song with seriousness. Huh? For me, I know I'm going to have enemies after now, but I don't care. Because have you seen the video, sir? Have you seen the video? Does that show seriousness? That song is a dedicated song. It's a song of dedication and consecration. But the dance, useless the whole thing. Sir? It minimizes the message. It becomes a joke. Are you listening to me? Have you listened to Victoria when he sang I Will Make Jesus Proud? Eh? You want to cry. I just want to make Jesus proud. You will want, because singing from your heart, that is not the time to laugh. Why are you singing a song of dedication and you are, I will make him proud. And you are dancing around, I will make him proud. Hey, that's not how to make Jesus proud. This is a song of dedication. And you are joking about it. You water the meanings. Ha! This Gen Z, I don't understand. I don't get it. Let's stick with the Bible. Angel of my alignment. Abi, what's that one? Huh? Angel of my destiny. I fall in alignment with the angel of my destiny, with the angel of my destiny, with the angel of... Huh? Now, sir, what is angel of my destiny? What is angel of my destiny? It's not scriptural. What is angel of my destiny? It is not scriptural. Check the Bible. It is not there. That's not like angel of my destiny. It's not there. Ha! In the last days, many would depart from the faith, giving it to seducing spirits and doctrine of demons. And Pastor said yesterday, there are two categories. There are people who do this thing because they don't know. They do it because they don't know. That's the best they know, so they do it. And there are people who do it deliberately. But sir, either way, the effect is the same.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Yeah? Either way, whether they are doing it out of ignorance, you understand that, or someone is doing it deliberate, the effect is the same. Because listen, if the word is not sound, it can't produce results. It cannot. Huh? 1 Peter 2:2. As a newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. The word sincere means unadulterated. That's what it means. The word sincere means without mixture. Pure. Pure. So if I have 100 gallons of water, 100 gallons of water, pure, unadulterated, pure, 100 gallons. And I go to my toilet, I wash it clean, sparkly clean, with IPO. And I flushed it. Huh? Clean. And I dip my finger into that water. Huh? That is clean. My toilet water, that is clean. Dip my finger. And I come to these 100 gallons of water. And just a drop from my hand fall inside 100 gallons of water. If I give you, will you drink it? Why? No, we have 100 gallons. Look at the volume of that 100 gallon. And just a drop of the water that I've flushed, I've cleansed, I have cleaned, sparkling, looking white, and just a drop of that into 100 gallons of water. Why will you not drink it? Huh?
Yeah.
It's contaminated. So meaning that it doesn't matter the volume. Once introduced impurity into it, it becomes impure. So listen carefully. Sound doctrine, false teaching does not mean that absence of truth. What it means that there's a mixture. Let me say that again. Sound doctrine does not mean that absence of truth. What it means that there's a truth that you have introduced impurity into. And the moment what is impure is brought in, it contaminates the whole process. And what happened? You can't grow thereby. And that's why even the song you listen to, you guard your heart. Pick your Bible. Just type angel. That's how to do study on topics. We call it topical study. Pick your Bible, your concordance, type angel, and look at it after the other. That was how we are coming this morning. I said this man should borrow me English. I wanted to tell people that you are staying on the road. I didn't know what to say. I said borrow me English. He was saying, looking at me. And now again, now you have done the same thing. One after the other. Thank you, my sister. Huh? Just check. I don't have issue with the man who sang the song. I love him. But I won't compromise that for truth. I won't. Just check. But because the Bible says, and what I want to share this morning is where I stopped yesterday. I want to show you from scriptures the effect of wrong doctrine. To see the possibility of it actually making us to turn away from faith. Huh? Yeah. That's what I want to show us. And I will give way for my brother to come with fire and brimstone. By the time he handles his microphone, this whole house will be. I say, let me quickly do my own. So that we can see our space. Hallelujah. You know, yesterday we talked about the fact that we have the present age. And then the midst of that present age, Christ came. And as a result of the coming of Christ, the first coming of Christ introduces what we call the last days. And we said that one of the characteristics of these last days is what? That people would depart from the faith. And I said that there's a possibility for people to depart from the faith when they give it to seditious spirits. So if Jesus is telling us that this is going to happen, we should know that we can't pray it away. It is bound to happen. And so if it is going to happen, it is wisdom for me to know how I can protect myself from that. Because if I know this is what going to produce that, then I must be able to guide myself from such things that will produce people to depart from the faith. And the Bible tells us that is one of the things is the doctrines of demons. And so we need to understand what doctrines of demons. Because we know that doctrine of demons, because doctrine of demons will not announce himself that I am doctrine of demons. No. No. But let me say this. Most of us will be listening to doctrines of demons. Huh? But the funny thing is that we don't even know that what we are hearing is doctrine of demons. Do you know why? Because we are not paying attention to what they are saying. We accept what we are hearing because of the person who is proclaiming it. But if there's anything you should learn this morning from what Pastor said yesterday, to be like the Berean. You know, Paul said, even if it is we that taught you another gospel. Eh? What did he say?
Let us be accursed.
And I'm saying you, even if it is me that is standing here, that is teaching you another gospel, let it be accursed. No man, no pastor, no bishop should take away from you the authority to check what he's saying. Don't accept what any man is saying without checking it yourself. Because we will run into error and follow the way of perdition when you don't check, especially in the days in which we live. So when I carry a microphone and say that Adam was not the first man. Have you heard that before? One of these popular men. That Adam was not the first man. And he was given, like my brother said, portals, realms, dimensions. Revs. High sounding nonsense that is not high sounding doctrine. That is not sound doctrine. How can you say Adam was not the first man? When the Bible said plain that Adam was the first man. So what revelation do you want to tell me by contradicting scriptures? How can you say what Adam ate was tight, not the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil? That what he ate was tight. Huh? Even you are shocked. But if I mention the person who said it, you will not be shocked. You just say maybe you will try to defend him because he's your bishop. So who is this small boy telling me that what my bishop said is true? Is wrong. Prosperity of Job. That the problem that Job had was because he didn't pay tithe. That if Job had paid tithe, that Job was just giving to the poor. He didn't pay tithe. That was why he had his problem. How could you say that? How? How? Tell me why. Tell me how. Saying things plainly that contradict scriptures.
You know, I'm trying to bring this thing home to us to see that we are in trouble. So let's see. Acts chapter 20. From verse 28. So guard yourself, NLT. Acts 20:28. So guard yourself and God's people. Feed and shepherd God's flock, his church, purchased with his own blood, over which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as elders. I know that false teachers, like virtuous wolves, will come among you after I leave, not sparing the flock. Even some men from your own group will rise up and what? And distort the truth. Did you see that? Distort the truth. Among who? Among the church. Not outsider. Among the church. That's what made the deception so great. If the deception is coming from outside, no, it will be easy for us to detect. Can you Jude so? Jude said what? He said, they have crept in. I love the way one translation say. He said they worm their way through. Did you know worm? Eh? Have you seen worm before? Yeah. That's what the Bible said. They worm. They came in secretly. They didn't come in the open. Because if they come openly, you understand? In the when it's the Bible said they came secretly, doesn't mean that, and that's not what it means. That is, they are, when they came, nothing shows that there is a threat. Nothing so threatening. But their coming was an intention. So he said, among you, to distort the truth in order to draw a what? A following. To draw, when you say following, it means to draw disciples. Now listen to this. These are people who are not genuine. So they came with something, they teach doctrine, and at the end of the day, they now have disciples, fans after them. Huh? So they turn their eyes away from the truth. And Paul says, verse 31, say, watch out. Remember 3 years I was with you. My constant watch and care over you night and day and my many tears of you. They distorted. To give a false and a misleading account of the truth. That's what I mean to distort. To give a false and a misleading account of the truth. First Timothy chapter 1 from verse 18. New King James. 1 Timothy 1 from verse 18. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecy previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage good warfare. Look at this, verse 19. Having faith and of good conscience, which some have been rejected concerning the faith. Of what? Have suffered shipwreck. Can we read verse 20 together? In that mention. Of whom? Let's read together. Emmanuel and what? Whom I have delivered to Satan. Now, what are those names he mentioned? Emmanuel and what? Yeah. 2 Timothy chapter 2. From verse 15. Be diligent. The word again appearing. Make effort to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and what? Idle blabblings, for they increase to more ungodliness. Look at verse 17. Let's read it together. And their mercy will spread like what? Do you remember? Are of this sort. are of this thing I'm talking about. They are example of what I'm talking about. Look at what they did. Verse 18. This is my emphasis. Who have strayed concerning the truth. Huh? Saying. That's what? Doctrine. Saying they taught. Doctrine. Saying what? Resurrection is already past. If you think this is far, huh? I have someone say that. That Jesus is not coming physically. That he's coming. He has already come in our heart. That the angels that was talking to Peter, the apostles, they don't understand. Their knowledge is low. Yes. Saying, teaching that resurrection is already passed. Look at the next verse. And they what? As a result of their teaching, what happened? And they overthrew the faith of some. Huh? The possibility of listening to doctrine that turned you away from faith. And that was one of the doctrine you mentioned, sir. You know that people who teach that you don't need to ask them for forgiveness. That once you sin, just move on. Just thank him. Father, I thank you because you have forgiven me all my sins, past, present, and future. Overthrown the faith of some. The word overthrow means to subvert. To subvert, which means to destroy or to corrupt. As a result of the doctrine that they listened to, their faith, the faith was corrupted. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. She has read that scripture, and I will just read it again for emphasis. From verse 14, NLT. And so, dear friends, while you are waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in his sight. And remember, our lost patience gives people time to be saved. This is what our beloved brother Paul also wrote with you in the wisdom God gave him. Speaking of the things in all his letter, some of his comments are hard to understand. And those who are ignorant and unstable have twisted his letter. To me, there's someone that said, Paul appeared to him and told him that even some of the things I wrote are not correct. If I mention his name, he is number one on your top minister. If I mention his name. Number one. Number one. Because we follow men without checking their doctrine. And when a man consistently saying things that is not scriptural, avoid such people. It doesn't matter the crowd they gather, avoid such people. Consistently. You know, somebody can say something that is wrong. You say something that is not right. Then you correct yourself. But when you keep saying something that is consistently, and you are defending it, then run away from such people. I beg you. Run away from such people. I'm tempted to mention name. Honestly. But Pastor Biodun is begging me. I'm actually tempted to mention name. But I won't mention name. Those who are wise will know what I'm talking about. Because if I mention, some of you will stone me. I can be practical. Some of you will stone me. If some of you might even carry your bag and leave. Verse 17. I am warning you ahead of time. Okay, that verse 16 says, unstable have twisted his letter to mean something quite different. Just as they do with other parts of scriptures. This will result in their destruction. Verse 17. I am warning you ahead of time, dear friends. Be on your guard. Be on guard. So that you will not be carried away by the errors of these people, these wicked people. And lose your own, secured footing. Meaning that your feet, you are secure. When you receive Jesus, the teaching that you have received has made you stable. You are strong. But he said that there's a possibility to keep hearing something that will change you, that will remove you from that steadfastness of truth. And so, if that is possible, then we have to be careful of the things that we are hearing. 1 Kings chapter 3. So how can we live in such a way that will not be deceived? What are the things we need to do? That we don't find ourselves among those that would be deceived by false doctrine. Doctrine of demons. Doctrine that is not of Christ. 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 16, New King James. Now two women who were harlot came to the king and stood by him. One woman said, O Lord, this woman and I dwell in the same house. I gave birth while she was in the house. Then it happened the third day after I had given birth that this woman also gave birth. And we were together. No one was with us in the house except two of us in the house. And this woman's son died in the night because she laid on him. Huh? I can't imagine a woman who laid on her daughter, on her child. You know, that's something you read in Bible, you're wondering, how can a woman is that one? Verse 20. So she arose in the middle of the night and took my son from my side while your maid servant slept and laid him in her bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I arose in the morning to nurse my child, there he was, dead. Huh? Hello? Now, what did he call? He said, my child. Right? My child. When I arose to feed my child, I discovered that he was dead. That my child was what? Was dead. My child was what? He didn't say a child. He said, my child was dead. What's that? Deception. She was made to believe that the dead child was her own. Why? Yeah, because of this swap. Now, what are you using to measure, to judge false doctrine? Because if what you are using to judge, you come to a wrong conclusion. If you judge men and say, okay, a man is right because he gives, he's a philanthropist. He's dashing money to people. He's helping the widows. He's doing nice things to people. And because of that, he's a nice person. Because of that, the man is genuine man of God. Then you have been deceived. Because even the devil can do that. Now, what does the Bible say in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, talking about when he was defining what love is? He said, even if I bestow my good and I do without love, he said, I'm nothing. Meaning that it is possible for you to bestow everything you have and yet your motive is not right. And once your motive is not right, it is nothing before God. So it means that as a pastor, I can do programs, give to people. And that's what we see today, that we do things that contradict scriptures. We are helping widows. We are helping people. We put it on social media. When Jesus said, when you are giving ham, don't even allow your second hand to see what you are giving. But we are having a generation of churches today who give gifts and put it on social media. You are helping the poor. You are putting it on social media that you are helping the poor. What gospel did we listen to? Which Jesus are we following? Yeah, because they didn't read scriptures. Jesus would do something. He said, don't tell anybody I did it. Don't tell anybody that I did it. But it is the people that will go and give the testimony. Let the people who have received it spread it. Not you. Don't put on your TikTok that you helped somebody. Let the people you have helped talk about it. So don't judge a man because of his share for the person gives. No. Hello? The second thing that people use, they use result. Have you heard people say you can't argue with result? Huh? That if God is not with us, how do you think we'll be able to gather this crowd? What they have failed to realize that, FIFA, if they would walk up, they gather crowd. They don't even pray and fast. Listen, anything that people like, they will gather. Anything that appeals to the people. You know, I was reading scripture recently, sir. And I was reading John chapter 6. In that John chapter 6 alone, the Bible talks about three places where the crowd followed Jesus. And the gospel of John was so grateful to tell us why. One, they were following him because of the bread he gave them. Crowd. Another point, Bible said they were seeking him because they want to make him a king. Why? You would think that they want to make Jesus a king so that they can serve him. No. They want to make him a king to be free from the Roman government who have been oppressing them. So you see motive. Crowd gathering, seeking Jesus. Look, Jesus, we have been seeking for you. He wants you to become our Lord and Master. Do you know that's what people say? Jesus, my Lord. And Jesus said, not all that say to me, Lord, Lord. You know, he didn't say, not that say to me, Savior, Savior. Lord, they say is their Lord. He said, but those who do the will of my Father. So it's not in our proclamation. They call him Lord. Crowd follow Jesus. You know, in John chapter 2, the Bible says, many believe in him. Many believe. Is that not what we want? Is that what we want? That we want many people to believe in Jesus. But the Bible says, many believe in him when they saw the miraculous signs that he did. And the Bible says, Jesus didn't commit himself to them. Because he know their heart. Are we together? Am I against crowd? No, I'm not. But what I'm saying is that you don't use crowd to judge what is right. So that we don't come to the wrong conclusion. Like that woman. The dead child was my child. Are we together? Another thing you don't use gift. The manifestation of the gift of the Spirit. As good as that is, It is not enough. That's why Paul said, even if I speak in tongues like angel and I don't have love, I am nothing. Am I sounding what? Cymbal. Are we looking at scriptures? Hello? Are we looking at scriptures? But you know, that's what we are using. You know, Bible talks about in Acts chapter 16, a young girl that was following Paul and Silas. And she was prophesying, these are the men that came to show us the way of salvation. These are, and the Bible says he followed them for many days. Question. Paul and Silas, didn't they come to show them the way of the Lord? Huh? They did. So what she was saying is right. Said this girl followed Paul and us. And Christ saying, these men are the servant. Are they not servant of the Most High? Servant of the Most High God. Look at God. It is not small letter G. Most High God. That's what she was saying from her mouth. Eh? Who proclaimed to us the way of salvation? Is it not proclaiming the way of salvation? So, what this girl was saying, is it right or wrong? Right. Right. The next verse. And this she did. You know, many days in scripture can be many months. In scriptures. It could be. So this she did many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed. Meaning that even Paul did not detect this. Detect it. Immediately. It took time. Because he was carried away by a proclamation. The thing she was saying. So he couldn't detect it. So turn and said to the spirit, I command you in the name of what? Of Jesus Christ, come out of her. Hello? So don't be carried away by signs and wonders. As a matter of fact, the Bible says when the Antichrist is going to come, he said he's coming. Is with grace. Can you give me 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, please? From maybe verse 7. See how he's going to come. Because he said, for the mystery of Lord, I say it's already at work. Only he who now restrain will do so until he is taken out of the way. And when the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Look at this. The coming of the lawless one is according to the word, the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. So if I am a believer who is always carried away by signs, wonders, and if that is the only way I judge what is right, then I will be deceived. And if you think that Antichrist is far, the Bible said the spirit of Antichrist is already at work. It's already here. So what I'm simply telling us is this. Don't get carried away. That is not what you use to judge what is right. Don't judge a man of God, including us here. Don't judge us. Right or wrong, because we perform signs and wonder, or because we're able to gather people like this and accommodate and feed you. That doesn't make what we are doing right. Are you listening to me? That does not make what we are doing genuine. Don't buy into this thing because, you mean you are doing this thing free? Are we together? Don't you signs and wonders? But you know, I didn't finish that story. So let's finish it. Verse 21. And when I rose in the morning to nurse my son, there he was dead. My son was dead. Deception. She believed, jumped into a wrong conclusion. But look at the next verse. But when I had examined him, in the morning, indeed, it was not my son. When I have examined him, in what? In the morning. In the morning. The word morning there, in daytime. The light. I examined him in the light. And I saw that it was not my son. I exposed that dead child to light. And I said, no, this is not my son. Huh? That's how to do false doctrine. Expose it to light. The Bible said to the law and to the spirit, if they did not speak according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. Huh? As it doesn't, including me, it doesn't matter who is speaking. Expose it to light. The word of God. That word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Expose it to light. Expose it to light. Jesus is called the bright and the morning star. That Jesus. Expose it to Jesus. Bring that doctrine side by side with what Jesus taught in the gospel. Does he align? Expose this to light. Does he align? What I'm hearing, angel of my alignment, angel of my destiny, I come into an alignment with the angel of my, expose this to light. I'm not just criticizing a man. I am examining is the doctrine. Because I need to do that to safeguard myself. Because what I hear affects your heart. And my heart is the source of life. So if I'm exposing myself to what is wrong consistently, before I know it, it becomes that doctrine. And before you know what is happening, you begin to behave it. And that's what happened to that sister. You find yourself in an environment where they keep saying such things. Begin to live carelessly. Live carelessly. Expose it to light. Say one night. I love the way you Baba version put it. Only Batimo will fear me. I look at him closely. No, he's not my child. Look at the doctrine closely. Listen, it doesn't matter who is preaching it. But you know that the problem is that you can't look at it close because you don't even read your Bible yourself. So when a man is saying something that is wrong, you can't detect it. So I want to challenge us. Let this conference bring us to a revival of reading scriptures. Read the Bible. Be in the company of those that can challenge you to know God. Friends, that was how we grew up. That's how we grew up. When we meet in those days, we don't gist what you learn on faith. We ask ourselves, where did you read in the Bible today? Oh God. That's what we ask ourselves. We share scriptures. We don't discuss politics. I'm lambooze ourselves on Facebook and become enemy because of Peter Obi. This one is for Peter Obi. This one is for Tinubu. This one is. Have you seen believers becoming enemy because of politics? Yes, sir. How did we get here? How? Where did we learn it from? Who are your company? Who are your company? Who are you company with? Who are you joining with? Because your company determines how far you will go in life. Your company, sir, determines how far you will go in life. There are some people you should avoid like a plague. Because they bring corruption into your heart. Check everywhere false doctrine is mentioned. The Bible says avoid these people. Avoid them. Not because you hate them, but avoid them. Avoid them. There are some preacher I don't listen to. It doesn't matter because I have listened and I've been hearing what you are saying consistently, not consistent with scriptures. That God doesn't have authority. That for him to have authority means that he's lower. Because Yeah, God cannot do anything on here without our permission. God, Almighty God. Huh? When I examine in the morning, my brother, I discover he was not my child. Examine the money. Go to scriptures. Look at it. Huh? How did I discover that anointing oil is a wrong doctrine? I just pick my Bible. I pick my Bible and I search, sir, anointing oil on my concordance. And I started reading it after one after the other. Nobody taught me. One after the other. And I discovered that the anointing oil we are shouting is not scriptural. It's not. It's not scriptural. And you see what we use anointing. Eh? Yeah, I know. I can sense it in the atmosphere. But I don't mind. Come on, continue from where I stop. Choir, let's sing him and let's.